Danny Clevenger here with Bucky Brooks from the NFL Network. And taking a look at the Senior Bowl, this is not the first one you've been to. What do you think of this crop of talent that's here this year?
I mean, it's a solid crop of talent. I think there's some guys at certain positions that you certainly get excited about. When you look at the defensive line, they're players that are going to play for a long time in the National Football League. Montrevious Adams is a guy that is going to be a dominant player. We've seen some other guys that have also shown out. Christian Wilkins from Clemson is another person that is certainly of interest. When you move away from the ball, you get to the linebacker core. Ben Boulware has been pretty solid. He's not going to be a high pick, but in terms of instincts and being around the ball and kind of getting it, when I talk to scouts, they certainly like it. And then in the back end, I know I'm talking about all the South guys, but Cam Sutton from Tennessee, showing his versatility, his playmaking ability. Tre'Davious White from LSU being another guy that is a big-time corner. So when you look at the rosters, there's certainly enough guys that can come and help teams right away.
Obviously, the Rams have a new coach leading the pack, so we don't know exactly what direction he may want to go. But knowing what you know about the personnel that is on the Rams right now, where do you see maybe needs, and do you see any guys that could maybe fit with the Rams here?
I would say they certainly have a need in the secondary. Probably need to stock the cabinet again, the cupboard, if you will, at corner. Some really good corners here. The two Big Ten kids in King and Jordan Lewis out of Michigan. Jordan Lewis had a really good day today. Knocked a couple of balls away in the end zone. Ball plays that we specifically brought back on NFL Network so Mike Mayock can say, look at what Jordan King is doing right. And if they need a corner, they could probably find a corner or two here.
Well, I'm glad you talked about the secondary because that could be a spot that the Rams possibly need. But also, the Rams offense struggled, as you may know this year. So looking at the offensive side and who's here from that perspective, is there anybody that sort of jumps off the paper for you?
Well, I mean, there's some big-time wide receivers here. They're guys that are going to come in and really do some nice things when you come in. Cooper Kupp from Eastern Washington has been a guy that has kind of jumped to everybody. Outstanding route runner, does a great job of getting open, has shown people that even though he played at a small school, he certainly has the talent to be an elite player, someone that will probably go in the first 2 days of the draft, maybe by the bottom of the second round. He is a talented talent to play.
There are six tight ends here, all six of whom will play in the National Football League, all probably with a good degree of success. It's great. We're 2 days in. I think the biggest thing is to see how everyone goes from day one all the way up to Saturday. I know you talk to the coaches, the GMs, they want to see how guys develop. I think the headline is we don't have a great quarterback here. The Rams aren't looking for a quarterback. A lot of other teams are. You're not going to get maybe a Carson Wentz that we had here last year. I think the question a lot of people want to know is, who's the Dak Prescott? Dak Prescott didn't even start the game last year.
You're around all these types of evaluations all the time. What are some of the things that you see that scouts really pay attention to with these guys? Something that can really maybe make a scout say, all right, I like this guy.
You know, a lot of times people think when you come down here, it's about the measurables. It's about how they necessarily perform. But really, we're trying to see if they compete. We're trying to see in an environment where you have a bunch of alpha dogs, who stands out, who's willing to compete, how they bounce back from poor play. Some of the things that we can't get off tape, that's what you're looking for, the intangible qualities. If you can find guys who kind of have the right makeup, the right stuff inside, those are the guys that play a long time.
Awesome. Are you enjoying your time out here?
It's Mobile. Are you enjoying your time?
I am. They've got some food, good food in Mobile.
Yeah, look, Mobile is a fun town. I would like to come back to Mobile and actually enjoy it when it's not the biggest NFL convention on earth.
Right.
However, this is a great week. Everyone's here, and it's great food. It's good people. I'm loving it.